to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
All right, mother lovers, we're back with another episode of the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with this little itty-bitty dude, little guy.
Okay.
I think I've done that before. Just called you a little dude.
So we watched The Strangers. This is something that Carson and I kind of grew up with, as we said last episode. You said what? Yeah, this was a sneaker of a film for us. Anyway, yeah, guys. So this movie came out in 2008. So I was 8 years old when this movie came out. And it's just captivating because, one, it's inspired by true events, so it definitely kind of grabs you anytime a horror movie is inspired by true events. And then, two, it's...
How old were you in 2008?
Oh, wait. No, shut
you
up.
You said eight, you yeah. Dingus. I was doing the math for how old I was, and I was like, wait, I was older than Daniel?
No, I was not. I was not 8 years old. Carson fact-checked me. I was 13.
Way older, like the age you could be to watch this.
Yeah, exactly. So here is the log line for The Strangers. A young couple staying in an isolated vacation home are terrorized by three unknown assailants.
Daniel and I talked about this beforehand. I do have some complaints I don't think I originally had.
Okay.
But this is a good movie overall.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the sequel?
I did.
Was it any good?
I wanted it to be better, and so in my mind right now I think the sequel is better, but I know that when I watched it I was like, man, it's not that good. It's called Strangers Prey at Night,
and there's like a big gap between these films, like,
yeah,
like 10 years or more.
Yeah, to me the second one actually had more promise because it's like a whole family
is
terrorizing a whole family.
Is Tamara here? That's what happens in the movie.
You
look so confused.
I was like, what are you saying? I couldn't really
like what is this bit.
Anyway, so yeah, guys, this movie, it's a really interesting, like, you don't think you're actually in a horror movie when you start this movie. It almost looks like kind of a drama, like sad,
like a weird, well, because like the part with them feels like a sad drama, but then that intro, like, there are over 40,000 home.
Yeah.
And then it's super... I like that intro, though, because that reminds me of, like, 70s movies a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, like, a drama film for the next 30 minutes, and then it's a horror film.
Yeah. So, guys, the pretty well-known actors who are in this movie, Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman. I actually like Scott Speedman. He's in a lot of good movies. He's in stuff like The Underworld. He's been in Animal Kingdom, which is actually a really good show. And then he's been in You and The Monster. Ooh. We actually watched already. Boo. For the podcast. What? Oh my gosh. And then The Vow.
Boo.
He's not in anything that you would like.
I honestly thought he was okay. At first glance, I was like, is that the guy who plays? No, I'm not going to say it. I thought he was the guy who played Cyclops for a second.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Liv Tyler's, obviously, she's pretty, like, well-known, too. And
yeah.
We were just talking about what she's done. I like The Leftovers, the TV show on HBO.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, so getting into this movie, it's just about a couple who they kind of undergo this hiccup in their relationship. It's alluded that James Hoyt and Kristen, the couple, James proposes to Kristen, and she is not about it. And so already we get
sad.
Start with the movie with heartbreak and then some weird things.
Flowers in the bathtub for her.
Yeah, exactly. He was all set up and everything. So it's just,
they were going on a road trip. Awkward.
Yeah. It's very sad and uncomfortable. But this movie kind of like picks up in a way of where you think like, okay, well, you know, how are we going to get to the horror parts? And then, like, you meet this girl, Dollface, who is...
Yes.
Who kind of starts off the horror-ness.
Yeah. It seems like it's... You're just, so stupid.
It was just a poor choice
of
words.
You're so dumb. You're just so dumb. She's kind of... You kind of find out later, it seems like she's being initiated into their group or something.
Yeah,
so
something like that. Good.
And then there's like two other strangers in the mix. What, pin-up girl? And what's the dude's name?
Man in Mask.
That's classic. Classic name. They don't say the names either. It's just that's what their other people came up with.
Their titles.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, it's a pretty good scary movie. It kind of gives the first initial like Purge vibes.
Yeah, I'm sure Purge was inspired by this hardcore.
Yeah, with especially Masks. And now you can't really get a movie with like a horror movie without somebody wearing some sort of crazy mask. But this one's kind of like simple. It's just a man in a suit with a bag over his head, and he's just got some. It kind of low key looks like a KKK mask from Django, but
a little bit, yeah, a little KKK vibe there.
But it's a good little horror movie. You got any quick likes or dislikes for it, or anything you want to say?
So overall, like my likes, I think the setup's pretty good. The acting is great. Like there's no bad performance in this. Even like characters that are briefly in it, like the little boys at the end, I feel like do a decent job for what they're supposed to do. Even the violence is very realistic. It's kind of gritty.
Yeah.
Ultra realistic. There's a character who gets shot at one point and it's gruesome. Like it's not over the top either. It's not like Metal Gear Solid or something like that. It's pretty realistic in a traumatizing way almost. And then, I do like some of the deeper ideas. I don't know if they fully explore them as much as they could have. Like the idea of like, these are just literally just strangers. Like these aren't your Jason Voorhees under the mask or your Michael Myers under the mask. They're nobodies. Cause we don't even see their face. Their masks are removed at one point, and the couple are like staring at them. Like, we don't even recognize you. Like, that's horrifying. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. My biggest complaint is I feel like the middle of the movie, a little bit after, so there's a character who gets shot. A little bit after that, it does lose me for a minute. I don't know if it's because the scenes are all very dark. I feel like I couldn't see as much, or like nothing was catching my attention as much.
Okay.
So that's kind of lame. But I will say the ending is all in daylight, which is kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Horror films don't typically do that.
To kind of end it with like a now here comes the kills type of ending.
Exactly. I will. Okay, there is something. This might have struck me a little bit scarier than it should have, because recently Alyssa and I have had a weird doorbell ditch situation. You know about this.
Yeah.
So for about a month, every couple of nights, somebody would come to our house, press the doorbell, starting at like midnight or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And they would do that every hour. It'd be like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then stop.
Yeah.
And so Alyssa and I were like, what the heck is happening? Like, so we got annoyed. Eventually I bought a Ring doorbell, and then it stopped happening when we bought that. But her family was visiting, and it happened while they were visiting. And I'm checking the Ring doorbell. No one's at the doorbell, right? At all. There's no one there when it happens. So the doorbell was just going off on its own. Kind of creepy. I don't know. And then after her family left, it hasn't happened since. Because we were like, oh, maybe it's like a malfunction in the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't happened since then. I haven't done anything to try to fix it. So yeah, I'm like,
that's creepy.
I don't know. I was going to actually deactivate the doorbell altogether because I thought it was malfunctioning. But it hasn't happened for a very long time. But yeah, I don't know. I was like worried about home invaders for a minute. So
this one definitely... It hits on that genre of like it. There's this one kind of popular line in this movie where she says, "Why are you guys doing this?" And she responds, "Because you guys were home." So it's like there's no reason. It's just sick people just being sick people. And it's kind of crazy. So one thing I'm going to say on this, I really don't have much like I do like the movie a lot. But for dislikes, I don't have too many. The only thing that I feel like it traps itself in and this could have just been for the time, is that it's really driven by sound. And like even the knocking.
You didn't like that?
No, I thought it's interesting. But I think okay. it might have overused it a little bit. So like when it comes to the knocking on the doors, like that was super creepy because of how loud it was. And it was like, you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh,
if you got headphones on, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. And then it gets really quiet sometimes, and then it gets really loud. It almost made me feel like I was in a Christopher Nolan film. But so that's the only thing that I liked, but it kind of overused it a little bit. But everything else in regards to the scariness of it and the like setting it up and all that type of stuff, it's a really good it's a good piece of horror, and definitely advise to check this movie out. It is. Like we kind of said, it's got some trigger warnings. It is gruesome. It is pretty scary. And so, yeah. But other than that, I mean, really good film. I would give it about a 7.5.
It's worth watching.
8 out of 10. So that's all I got to say on The Strangers. Go check it out on Netflix. And that will do it for the end of the 31 Days of Halloween podcast today. So we got... Yeah, that was a weird way.
This is like the end?
No, that was a weird way to say that. We still got a lot more. Not a lot more. We got some more movies.
We have a fun finale planned.
Yeah. So, guys, go back and listen if you haven't listened. And, yeah, we will continue this until Halloween, guys.
Send us pics of you in the shirt on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Or before Halloween. We'll post them. We've been posting them here and there.
Yeah.
But we need more photos.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Send them.
Cool, guys. Well, we will see you tomorrow for another movie.
That's a clean slate.